Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hello there and welcome back to another electrifying episode of This Song Is Yours. I'm your host, Simon Fink, and today we've got a rising star in our midst. Our guest today is none other than the sensational UK R&B and pop sensation, Corby. Armed with an impressive array of musical talents, from playing instruments like piano, drums and bass, to boasting a knack for producing infectious beats, Corby is taking the music scene by storm. Fresh off the release of his scintillating new single, Nosebleeds, which is creating a lot of excitement through the UK music industry, Corby is here to spill the tea on all things music. Drawing inspiration from the likes of Easy Life, Dominic Fike and Pink Pantheress, his sound is as eclectic as it is irresistible. In today's episode, we're diving deep into Corby's creative process, unraveling the secrets behind his sonic masterpieces. From the intricate blend of beats to the soul-stirring lyrics, Nosebleeds is a testament to Corby's artistry and innovation. That is not all. We're also going to get his take on what the future holds for this rising songsmith. With boundless talent and creativity at his fingertips, the possibilities are endless. We want to give a huge shout out to Georgia from Virgin Records Australia for helping us make this interview happen. And hey, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button to stay updated on all of our latest episodes. Plus, be sure to check out the show notes for further details on where you can support the podcast. So without further ado, let's dive into the magic of the one and only Corby.
Running on no sleep, high off the fuel, sometimes she gon' eat, Running on no sleep, she be getting those bleeds, it's all the same now.
Please welcome before. To This Song Is Yours, Corby, hello sir, how are we?
Oh, hello, I'm very well, thank you, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast to have a chat about some new music of yours. We very much appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure, honestly. Thank you.
Of course. There's a brand new single out from yourself. It is called Nosebleeds, and it is a fantastic single, mate. Firstly, congratulations on this. How are you feeling about this brilliant new song being out and in the world, in people's ears?
Oh, I feel really good. I feel amazing, honestly. This song is Nosebleed specifically is a song that I really wanted to get out, particularly because it kind of shows kind of like the range of my music from a different angle. The song has quite a upbeat tempo going through it, and that's what I do enjoy that. And I kind of filled it with quite on the nose lyrics, really directly related to personal situations and things that are going on really close to me. But I try to keep it as vague but as specific as possible. And I feel like the song allowed me to explain things to myself and explain things to people around me. And it is really quite a personal one, but I'm happy that I was able to present it in such a way that people can actually enjoy listening to it, as well as having such real scenarios and real emotions attached to it. So that song is quite special to me. So I'm really happy to have it out. I'm really happy that people enjoy it. I'm really happy that it's not mine anymore, it's everyone's. I'm really happy about that.
Well, look, I think you've done a very good job of exactly just what you said, kind of finding that beautiful balance of making it personal and intimate enough that it's unique and it draws people in, but obviously not spelling it out for them either, that it's
then too personal, and you know that they can't kind of relate. So you've done very well with that. I think the sonics of this track as well are just stunning as well. There's this beautiful mix of organic instrumentation with this. I want to say the beat behind it is, it's not wavy, but I felt that it was just kind of very consistent, but had this beautiful little groove in it. Are you able to, I guess, talk us through what originally inspired this song? I know that we just talked about the fact that you found that balance. Do you remember what it was that kind of kicked off the initial idea for Nosebleeds?
I do, actually. So I work closely with my, executive producer, but more so just my really good friend. His name's RJ. We make a lot of stuff together. So I remember Nosebleeds was a day we see each other every weekend, and I spend Saturday to Sunday with him. And we'd just been making as much music as we can, having fun, chilling. And then we'd just gone out to get some grub, get some food, come back upstairs to the studio. And I think he just started with a piano melody. And I'd, in that period of my life, I can't remember exactly the month, but I was going through some things which meant I couldn't be as honest as I wanted to be, but I also didn't want to upset people around me with the honesty. So I kind of, I wouldn't say I faked it, but let's just leave it at that for now. So the first lyric just almost fell out of that scenario, fell out of that situation, walking around like I've never told a lie. Floating, I've been feeling like I'm in the sky. So that was me just kind of explaining, like, I'm moving as if I'm living very truthfully, and I'm kind of like almost floating above my responsibilities in that sense. But from here, I see all of London, I see the city, and I see all the lights. It was kind of just understanding, like, I know I'm not doing exactly the right thing right now, but being up here is kind of better than being on the ground with the reality of the situation. And it's kind of better for all of us. And the night after that, my mother told me I'll be fine, so I'll be fine. It's kind of just drawing that all together to say, you know what? It might not be ideal right now. You might be in a sticky situation and kind of like a unfavorable situation, but I can hold on to the fact that if my mom says I'm good, I'll be good. So we'll be all right. That kind of carried the song. And I guess that just kind of fell out of the melodies that we were making or that were playing at the time. I remember writing it down. I think it's in this notebook specifically, actually, somewhere in here, those first few lines. And then from there, the song kind of just progressed from there. In terms of the instrumentation, though, we had about 13, 14 different versions of that song. We went in and out, up and down. We went all sorts of directions with it. We had a guitar version. We had a purely piano version. We had a really stripped back version. We had a more R&B version. We had a more in-meaning version. We had so many versions. But I'm happy eventually we got to find that perfect sweet spot, that you know, that middle ground between everything that actually sounded honest and true.
I'm so curious. Now that you've said that, I'm very kind of, I would love, maybe as like a special treat in 20 years, if there's a box set, you release the Nosebleeds, the cuts, the edits, if you will.
Yeah, I'd all love different to, versions. Some of them are really, really good as well. It's a shame that they can't all come out right now. But I'd love to release all of them.
Look, again, maybe in the future we'll hear from them, but I would love to know, Corby, I guess for you, what originally got you into songwriting? I know you just mentioned your mum just before. Was she an influence when you were younger in terms of music and getting into music?
You know, musically, it was more so my dad. My dad played the drums in church. My dad was a drummer, and he used to really enjoy music. He was like a choir boy when he was back in school. But he played the drums in church. And the reason he got me piano lessons was to be able to play the keyboard next to him while he plays the drums every Sunday. So when I was six, he got me lessons on the keyboard, and then I started learning. So by age seven-ish, eight-ish, I was playing in church while he was playing the drums next to me. And then eventually the guitar came into this when I was about 11, 12. My brother was now old enough to start his piano lessons. And I thought, okay, if my brother's learning the piano, we can't practice at the same time. I need something else. So then I just started learning the guitar. This is kind of embarrassing. Actually, not really, but I started learning Justin Bieber covers, Justin Bieber songs to start with.
Nothing wrong with that.
Of course not. I started learning Justin Bieber songs on the guitar. And then there's this one YouTube video. I remember it so vividly. It's like, learn any pop song with four chords. G, D, E minor, and C. And I used to rinse that out. And then eventually I got quite good at it, understood the guitar a little bit more. I wouldn't say I'm a pro. I wouldn't even call myself a guitarist now, but I guess I can work my way around it, and actually I can translate what ideas I have out through the guitar as well. But the piano is definitely my main instrument. Yeah, my dad was really the music guy in the house. He used to have like a sound system in the living room, CDs in the car. He used to drop me and my cousin to school every morning, and he'd play like, he used to have this one like burnt CD, and it had this one Jill Scott CD. Then he had a Lauryn Hill and Bob Marley rip of Turn Your Lights Down Low. And once I figured out how to adjust the bass settings on the equalizer in the car, I turned the bass all the way up. And when that song played, it felt like, I can't even explain it. That was like my first experience of that song moving me to emotion, where whatever's going on in the moment, if this song plays, it doesn't even matter. I could be crying, but this song can come on and I'll just feel it. If you haven't heard it, you should listen to it. Turn Your Lights Down Low, Bob Marley and Lauryn Hill. That specific version. There's a couple versions of it, but way the bass kind of like, it like swims through you on the track. It's so interesting. I loved it. That was the first time I was like, this is cool as hell. Like, I want to be able to give this feeling to people and like chase this feeling every single time, like every single day.
I absolutely love that. I have to admit, I've not heard that exact version. I have heard the track, but after we wrap things up in this interview, I will go and have a listen, because I feel that, obviously not having heard that track, but even what you're describing in terms of, we were talking about the sonics of Nosebleeds in terms of this beautiful blend of kind of the music guiding you through. I think in 2024, it can be easy for...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good, like, popular music or R&B music or soul music to kind of rely on, like, not basic production, but like on a production that, you know, they're happy with. Whereas I feel like you can tell that your music, Nosebleeds and the first two singles before that, that there's a lot of love and care that has gone into the thought behind it as well. And I think that's very evident in the track. So I love that you've kind of gone through that story and then pieced it together, because I think that kind of, yeah, it definitely shows.
Yeah, no, thank you. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Yeah.
I know that you mentioned, obviously, Dad was a fan of Bob Marley, Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott. Oh, obviously, excellent choices. For yourself, what were you listening to at that time? What was kind of, I know you mentioned JB, and again, nothing wrong with that. Bit of Baby, bit of Beauty and a Beat. Some classic songs there. What else was kind of inspiring you around that time?
Around that time, so obviously, whatever my dad was playing was what I spent most of my time listening to. A lot of jazz. Miles Davis, Jamie Cullum, Count Basie, Oscar Peterson, like just loads of jazz as well. I learned jazz piano as well. I did all the jazz grades, so within that I had a lot of jazz to listen to. And then there's some like more like recognized like singer songwriter type things, like The Script. I used to listen to The Script a lot. The Script I used to love. I used to just in my spare time, instead of watching like sports and cartoons, I just used to flick through MTV looking for songs that I like. So I just spent hours in front of the TV. All right. Cause you know, on like, I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but on my TV, it had all the music channels kind of together. So if one channel was playing like a song I didn't really enjoy, I just flick to another channel and just like flick to the next channel. And then I had to make sure it wasn't like 50 Cent Candy Shop playing whilst my parents were hitting. Otherwise they'll come like, what the hell are you watching? Like, but when they weren't here, I would listen to a lot of rap as well. Like, obviously it was still quite popular when I was like growing up as well. Listen to a lot of rap. I used to listen to Britney Spears. I used to listen to, honestly, just anything that caught my ear. I would actually just pay attention to and just enjoy. Yeah, I used to just love listening to music, flicking through channels on TV. As soon as I got a phone, the first thing I did was download music. I deleted everything. I had a little brick Nokia that had about 300 megabytes of storage. I deleted every single picture on that phone to download one N-Dub song. Like, it was kind of silly, but. Yeah, I just love listening to music. I love listening to my favorite songs, and yeah,
nothing silly about that at all. I think that you and I might be somewhat kindred spirits in that way. A very similar experience here, watching music videos and, you know, flipping through what catches your eyes and your ears, and then yeah, obviously at a certain age, also making sure that it's family friendly for the parentals who are somewhere close by. Now, I know that we have Nosebleeds out at the moment. I'm very curious because I would love to know, I guess, what is possibly coming over the next 12 months for you. Are we able to talk about, I guess, what's in the pipeline or what do you want to achieve in 2024 with your project?
So, yeah, over the next 12 months. So, obviously, we have an EP coming, my first ever body of music. And I'm quite short-sighted in the fact that that's all I can think about right now. That's all I can think about is just getting that EP out for people to hear. And that's really all I'm looking forward to right now. Obviously, I have longer-term goals and things that I love to do. But right now, just this moment is all about this music that I've been making that I'm so excited to share. Yeah, honestly, I'm really excited for the EP. And this year, I would love to have more music out after the EP. But that is really what I'm most excited about at the moment. It is a debut EP. It's like, this music is like, I've been like cradling it for so long. And now it's kind of grown its own legs and can do its thing. So I'm excited to see how it looks when it's out in the world.
Of course. Well, look, I'm very excited to see what that EP does hold. And as always, we'll make sure that we promote it and make sure that anyone who's listening to this podcast episode is able to get their hands on it as well. In terms of, I guess, future music coming out, can we then expect maybe somewhere down the road for this to translate into like a live experience and taking these songs into a live setting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I must say, that is another thing I'm excited about. I've only had one live performance performing any of the tracks from this EP. And that was probably one of the best nights of my life. I've never felt that kind of energy before. Just, it was insane. It was insane. Just the fact that, yeah, it was just crazy. I can't even put it into words. So I'm really excited to do a lot more live stuff and just have a lot more fun with the tracks live. I always enjoy when there's a streamable version and then the live versions are like, as they are live versions, they are a little bit different where you can see a bit more of like whoever the artist is, you can see a bit more of their expression in the live version, not just a, like a one-to-one copy of the streaming, the version that everyone gets to hear. It's quite nice when you can have a version where it is the experience of the song is specific to that night, and it could change the next night. It could change if it was to be heard the next show. I really enjoy that. So when it comes to live stuff, I'm excited to do a lot of improv. Like I played jazz piano for a long time, and a lot of jazz piano is improvisation. And I'm just excited to see how I can translate that into, I don't know, like a nosebleeds. How can I improvise on nosebleeds? Like, what does that look like? If I get like a 32 bar just to have some fun, what would that look like? And I'm excited for that. I'm excited for people to show that to people as well, and to share that experience with people.
I know before we were talking about obviously being people that have that certain kind of love of music, and it's not to take away from anyone else's kind of love of music, but what you're just talking about, I think there is something really special. Yeah, when an artist in a live setting takes the arrangement and, yeah, flips it on its head, or like plays around with those little breaks. And when you just mentioned the, obviously you're a jazz trained pianist, I can only imagine the endless possibilities that you're going to have with like break beat. I'm jazz school dropout myself, so I didn't quite get to the to the end. But again, the just knowing the possibilities of where it could go, super, super excited to see whatever kind of live show that you do come out with. And hopefully, maybe at some point, we'll get to see it down here in Australia.
Oh, we have to make that happen. We have to.
I'm happy to petition for you. So we've got two, and then whoever will get the people who are on this call with us to help push us.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll make this happen. Corby, I wanted to finish today's chat with, we usually ask, I guess, what they're currently listening to. Is there something at the moment that's on high rotation for yourself?
Yeah, but I've been gatekeeping it.
I don't want to ruin that kind of feeling either.
McGee. Have you heard of McGee? MK.GEE.
No, I haven't. What kind of music?
Amazing music. That's it. it's guitar centered.
Mm-hmm.
Singer songwriter esque, but just incredible, incredible music. Absolutely incredible music. Incredible music, incredible writing, incredible sonics, incredible everything.
That's what I've been. Sorry, I cut you off there.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been listening to. Yeah, McGee.
I obviously have a bit of homework ahead of me after this chat tonight. I've got some McGee, some Bob Marley to listen to. But until I get to that point, Corby, I just want to say a massive thank you for coming onto the podcast, and congratulations on the brand new single Nosebleeds, which is out now.
Oh, thank you, Simon. Thank you for your time. Thank you for, I really enjoyed those questions as well. So thank you for that as well.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.